Okay, now, it is true that the Tories are going to lose, possibly quite badly, in the general election. They're going to actually lose members of parliament to UKIP. Now, this is bad, and as the Tories are always saying, if you vote for UKIP rather than voting for the Tories, what will happen is Labour will get in. Therefore, if you want to keep Labour out, you have to vote Tory. Now, the problem here is in recent cases, the opposite has happened. By voting for the Tories, and therefore taking votes away from UKIP, Labour have actually got in. So that argument actually works both ways. But the point is, Labour, it seems, are doing very badly in Scotland. And whatever they did or said in the run-up to the independence thing doesn't seem to have made things any better for them. So Jim Murphy is tipped to lead Labour's fight back against the SNP. He's told Ed Miliband he will refuse to work with fellow Scots-born shadow cabinet heavyweight Douglas Alexander. Allies of Mr. Murphy say Mr. Alexander is a campaign's flop and want him to stop meddling in the Labour Party in Scotland. So the Scottish Labour infighting intensifies.